My name is Hamza Lawal, on the executive board of the African Youth Initiative on Climate Change, who leads on communications. It was launched in 2006, but for us, what we wanted to do was to mobilize and unify young people to have one voice towards climate change, knowing that climate change affects our group mostly. But again, young people don't understand what climate change is. So for us, we felt it was a sense of responsibility. Because if we want to influence policy and decision both at grassroots, national and regional level, we need the numbers, because politicians deal with the numbers. So that's why we now set out to mobilize thousands of young people and inform these young people to become a unified voice who stand against climate justice.
How old are you?
I'm 25 years old.
So 25 years old, and you were involved in 2006.
Yes.
You were so young.
Yes, I was really young.
Your parents say that you have to do it?
No, so now I was a Boy Scout right from primary school. And in Scouts, we have environmental days where we go to house, knock on doors, and encourage people to clean the environment. That was how I got the idea about environmental sustainability. And then I read about the UNFCCC online, and then I became really interested because it sort of tied to what I was passionate about as a scout, and now see it as an avenue to continue what I was doing, you know. Because when I got into college, I didn't have time for scouts, but then I had time to form clubs, environmental clubs, and now inculcate climate change into it. So for me, it was an exciting opportunity to continue that thing I really like doing. What we do is, in school, we bring together students who are interested around environment. The idea is to teach them how to preserve the environment, taking out campaigns and activities around tree planting, the importance of tree planting, and also sort of providing a platform where young people connect, eat lunch together, and sort of share ideas around what we can do to preserve our environment. So now this is what we do, because we don't have resources to sort of travel out of Abuja. But what we were able to do was to partner with local radio station, because our radio programs in Abuja are being listened to by the 36 states. So every citizen has a radio in their household. So we were able to partner with radio stations. So when we go on their program and talk about the environment and climate change, we're able to reach out to massive numbers of people. And the thing is, we now have a platform where we can share information and also provide information of our own address, our email address, our Facebook page. So we have interactions with people in the local level who send us information or sort of send us our questions, and we provide them feedback so that they're able to now take ownership of what we're doing and replicate it in local level. We do in Broken. That's the pidgin English.